We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, brave viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907 and Intelsat 805. A reminder for viewers in Central and South America, Supreme Master Television is moving from Intelsat 907 to Intelsat 805. There will be transmission to both satellites until tomorrow, July 31st, 2009. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new satellite, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Satellite Intelsat 805, location 55.5 degrees west. Frequency 3771 MHz, polarization vertical, symbol rate 13333, FEC auto or 5 over 6.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia and Sukh Bater Siling Province, channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Darhun Olds Province, channel 8 on Darhun Broadcasting System. In Sha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Otuš on channel 21 through the cable provider Groen Narin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjialu Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mencheng Cable TV.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations promotes energy efficiency to reduce global warming. In technology news, computer manufacturers go green. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 30th, is the Independence Day of Vanuatu, observing its autonomy gained in 1980. Situated in the South Pacific Ocean between Hawaii and Australia, Vanuatu is comprised of more than 80 islands. Chief Roy Mata's domain on the islands of Ifate, Lelepa, and Artok is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. It is associated with the life of the last Roy Mata, or Paramount Chief, of what is currently Central Vanuatu. This idyllic island nation with a population of over 200,000 is rich in cultural diversity. It has 113 languages and a multitude of dialects. May the people of Vanuatu have a memorable Independence Day and be graced with much prosperity in a sustainable world.
Flying news. Fatal floods hit Bangladesh and Nepal. On Tuesday, over 33 centimeters of rain swept over Bangladesh's capital Dhaka in 12 hours, the heaviest to hit in 53 years. Live power lines were snapped, taking six lives, and floods stranded thousands. Traffic was disrupted as people waded through waist-deep water. Meanwhile, similarly torrential rains brought flooding and landslides to neighboring Nepal, causing 22 confirmed fatalities with others missing. Rescue efforts are being hindered by continued rain.
On July 29, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please go to help, conveying her love and sorrow for both Nepal and Bangladesh. She pledged $20,000 for persons in urgent need, especially those who had lost loved ones, elderly without family, and the injured. This amount could purchase $723,000 in relief items obtained in the United States, based on the general costs of living in Bangladesh and Nepal.
Our thankfulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate and timely care for the afflicted. We mourn for those who have lost loved ones and pray for the protection of the affected Bangladeshi and Nepalese people, along with a soon restoration of their day-to-day lives. May such calamities cease as humanity's gentler lifestyles help ensure Earth's stability.
Southern China stricken by rain. Over 103,000 people from some 70 villages have been affected, with at least 22 people who perished and 41 injured, while seven others remain missing. Over 500 hectares of crops and 95 buildings have been damaged. Rescue personnel have been dispatched, and the Panjuhua city government is providing over 1,000 blankets and financial aid. Meanwhile, in nearby Hunan province, 16 people have succumbed to floods and 30,000 have had to leave their homes as thousands of structures were destroyed.
On July 29, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $15,000 in aid to those most in need, including ones grieving loss, orphans, and the elderly. This donation could purchase $118,000 in emergency supplies if bought in the United States based on China's cost of living.
Many thanks, Panjuhua City Government, for your meaningful help to the storm affected. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving assistance. Our hearts sorrow to learn of the precious lives lost. With the grace of the Providence, may the victims be protected and working to rebuild their daily lives, and such calamities eased as humanity adopts kinder, eco-conscious ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Meat consumption increases levels of harmful flame retardant in body. Polybrominated diphenyl ethers, or PBDEs, are toxic and long-lived chemicals that protect many consumer products from being flammable, but can, among other things, affect fertility and balance of the important thyroid gland in humans. A new study of over 2,000 participants by the Boston University School of Public Health in the USA found a significant association between meat consumption and higher levels of PBDEs. By contrast, vegetarian participants had 27% less PBDEs in their blood. Scientists at Boston University School of Public Health, many thanks for sharing this important information. May all people soon switch to the vegan lifestyle for its manifold health benefits and peaceful effect on our planet.
Warning of Tamiflu-resistant swine flu. Dr. Peter Holden, who leads the British Medical Association on pandemic flu, says that prescribing the antiviral medicine Tamiflu to people who may not need it is likely to cause the swine flu virus to develop a resistance.
Research also continues on how limited quantities of Tamiflu should be allocated. Hong Kong saw 153 new cases on Monday, totaling 2,855 people who have been stricken ill. In Thailand, fatalities jumped by 21 this past week, reaching an alarming total of 65 people who have succumbed to the swine flu. The death toll in Spain has also quickly risen to 7. Globally, official tallies have climbed to 175,785, with fatalities in 160 countries having fast surpassed the 1,000 mark to 1,116, although the World Health Organization, or WHO, says it can no longer keep up with the actual total figure, which is much higher.
According to an online informational video on swine flu provided by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, the other source of infection apart from human-to-human transmission is proximity to pigs.
Most commonly, human cases of swine flu happen in people who are around pigs. But it's possible for swine flu viruses to spread from person to person also. The spread of swine flu can occur in two ways. The first way is through contact with infected pigs or environments contaminated with swine flu viruses. The second way is through contact with a person infected with a swine flu virus.
We appreciate Dr. Breezy, Dr. Holden, and all countries' health officials for your efforts to inform and protect the public. Our prayers and thoughts go to those directly or indirectly affected by the increasing danger of the swine flu. Let us quickly counteract such pandemics by eliminating hazardous animal farms and their products altogether, creating a safer environment for all beings.
Foreseeing this tragic event several years ago, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
UK to assist 50 million people in most vulnerable nations. International Development Secretary Douglas Alexander has announced a white paper for a new program, Building Our Common Future, by which the United Kingdom intends to donate $14.4 billion for international development by the year 2013. Countries that would benefit include Yemen, Nepal, Nigeria, Ethiopia, and Afghanistan, and the funds would go toward a variety of areas. Secretary Alexander said, "We will take action to save lives, put children in school, and give mothers access to much-needed health care. But we will also support economic growth and tackle climate change, which for many developing countries is not a future threat but a current reality."
We have a moral obligation to do what we can to limit the human toll and ensure that our efforts to reform our international architecture, to increase trade and to tackle climate change also support the efforts of the bottom billion.
Heaven bless you, Secretary Alexander, and the United Kingdom, for your noble commitment to our global community. Through such exemplary endeavours as yours, surely national stability and security will become more the norm for brethren throughout the world.
US agency warns against electronic cigarettes. While their appearance is similar to cigarettes, the electronic version can produce a nicotine mist that is absorbed directly into the lungs. The US Food and Drug Administration has announced that testing of leading brands indicated the presence of cancer-causing agents such as nitrosamine, as well as the toxic diethylene glycol, a key ingredient in antifreeze. With e-cigarettes coming in flavors that include chocolate, bubblegum and mint, public health advocates are concerned that they may lure young people into the habit. Our sincere thanks, US Food and Drug Administration, for informing us of the alarming health hazards of this new form of smoking. Wishing young and old alike to be free of such addictive substances, enjoying instead the health of clean lungs and abundant fresh air.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
African journalists receive honours. CNN and South African telecommunication company MultiChoice presented the 2009 CNN MultiChoice African Journalist of the Year Awards. Mr. John Allen Namu, a reporter from Kenya Television Network, was the recipient of the top accolade as Africa's best journalist. He was also the first to win in two categories, the Television Features and Television News Awards. 14 other individual categories were also recognised during the ceremony in Durban, South Africa. Winners received a cash prize and laptop computer with printer, and Mr. Namu will also be sponsored for a three-week CNN Journalism Fellowship in Georgia, USA. Our accolades, Mr. Namu, and all other awardees, for your outstanding dedication and accomplishments. May the divine keep you safe in your noble duties of accurately reporting on the timely events of our world.
Save our planet. Surge in climate change refugees expected from Asia Pacific. According to a collaborative report by aid and development organisation Oxfam Australia and independent think tank Australia Institute, numbers could easily swell to 3 times the current estimates, or 75 million people who would be displaced over the next several decades.
Speaking of the vulnerable populations, Oxfam Australia's executive director Andrew Hewitt said they're facing increasing food and water shortages, they're losing land, they're being forced from their homes, they're dealing with rising cases of malaria, and they're facing much more intense weather patterns. The report also included proposed immigration and financial aid plans, which it says are imperative.
Our gratitude, Executive Director Hewitt, Oxfam Australia and Australia Institute, for this vital reminder about the human impact of a warming climate. Let us all step together in cooperation to ensure the safety of global neighbours everywhere.
Ever aware and concerned by the plight of humanity, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of climate refugees in a December 2008 gathering with our association members in France.
我们尽量做到底了，目前到处的灾难，哇，几百万人饿死了，变难民啊，有一些是因为台风暴太多了，人家没办法耕种，房子什么都被倒了，然后有一些地方就是水啊，本来这个岛OK的，这水涨到一米两米多，就你房子就不见了，能不能想象是我们的？ 真的死不如,要死也不行那种,一次数而已就好了嘛。
Save our planet. Florida, USA bans taking freshwater turtles from the wild. Effective immediately, the Fish and Wildlife Commission's prohibition on businesses removing turtles from both public and private waters is being called the most stringent turtle protection law in the USA. Under the new measure, the removal of eggs is similarly banned. Division of Habitat and Species Conservation Director Tim Brault said that the new rule is intended to provide complete and lasting protection for the state's diverse turtle population. Director Brault and Florida, we laud your exemplary life-saving actions. May your initiative inspire many more towards securing the future of our turtle and all precious co-inhabitants.
Save our planet. Cameroon's Abo Forest recommended as a new national park. After research and consultation between the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF Cameroon, and the national government, agreement was reached to designate this closed canopy forest in the littoral province as a protected area. The park, which covers over 1 million hectares, is in danger from illegal logging and the hunting of endangered species such as chimpanzees, elephants, and gorillas. Funding from WWF Netherlands is being credited with sustaining the endeavour to gain Abo Forest's recommendation as a protected reserve. Our gratitude and heaven's blessings, World Wildlife Fund and the Government of Cameroon, for seeking to safeguard this unique ecosystem. Blessed be your watchful protection in encouraging the precious flora and fauna of the Abo Forest to flourish once again.
Save our planet. The Mesopotamian marshes, a large wetland ecosystem in Iraq and Syria, continue to dry due to drought caused by a climate change and upstream dams that reduce water flow in the Tigris and Euphrates rivers.
Save our planet. Canadian astronaut Bob Fersk, who is working for 6 months in the International Space Station, reports that signs of human destruction are evident when he views the Earth from space, including less snow cover.
Save our planet. Scientists from the Chinese Academy of Sciences warn that Hongjiannao Lake in Shaanxi Province, which shrank 30% in the last 2 decades due to climate change, may completely vanish soon unless steps are taken to preserve it.
Save our planet. In British Columbia, Canada, an extreme heat wave reaching 40 degrees Celsius has ignited forest fires, degraded air quality, and imperiled the lives of the vulnerable.
Warning news. U.S. scientists discover that diabetes risk increases with exposure to environmental contaminants such as pesticides, a finding that echoes an earlier study saying that people with the highest blood levels of pollutants were 38 times more likely to have diabetes.
Hello, I'm Trumpet the Elephant, a big fan of the vegetarian diet, which means no animal products for me. I'm here with the tip of the day. If you're out camping or hiking in the great outdoors, please keep the wildlife in mind if you are photographing. Refrain from using a flash so you don't startle the serene animals. Also, it is a good idea to use a zoom lens or a similar function on your camera to maintain a distance that is comfortable for them. Thank you for your attention and care for the animal cohabitants like me. And thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now take a look at the worldwide weather.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Formosa or Taiwan, the Gaoshang New Township Development Association held a festive fair at the Square Centre at Hanshen Arena. Our association members accepted the invitation to join and hosted a large booth. Attendees participated in a series of games about vegetarianism and how we can lessen global warming. Complimentary vegan food was offered to approximately 2,000 people and 6,500 SOS flyers were given to raise attention to the importance of a plant-based diet in halting climate change.
全球暖化这个问题也是需要大家赶快去的一起来响应然后一起来做的这样的一个议题。我想应该要更多人来鼓励啦。吃素环保救地球。
Yeah! Our appreciation, the Gaoshang New Township Development Association, for sponsoring such a meaningful event. May more and more communities support a compassionate lifestyle to sustain our beloved Earth.
In world news, the United Nations advocates energy efficiency to mitigate global warming. The UN stated that improving the effective use of energy, particularly in buildings, can also save $900 billion a year worldwide for businesses and consumers by 2020. This can be accomplished by implementing technologies already in use, resulting in decreased cost of energy infrastructures and fuel. Our sincere thanks, United Nations, for your important recommendations. May all governments and individuals take every action possible to support a brilliant and flourishing planet. Coming up, computer makers go eco-friendly. We're going to take a moment and pray for a greener world. More praiseworthy news coming up on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beneficial news for an ideal world. In technology news, personal computer PC makers go green. Major PC manufacturers are implementing changes that benefit the consumer and the earth. Dell has a recycling program. Apple is creating energy-efficient notebooks which are without toxins. And Hewlett-Packard Company is improving sustainability packaging and performance while decreasing energy use and greenhouse gas emissions. Kudos Dell, Apple and Hewlett-Packard Company on your environmentally conscious innovations. May we see many companies with such caring endeavours to protect our ecosphere.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Careful Landing.
There was a very absent-minded pilot and he was invited to fly a new flying boat. The pilot has a good time flying. After a couple of hours, he decided that he should land. He was about to make a landing on the ground when his assistant told him that they were supposed to land on the sea. The absent-minded pilot said, Yeah, I know, I was just testing you. And then he made the flying boat land on the water. After accomplished the landing, he felt very proud because he didn't commit any big mistake. He opened the door and stepped into the sea.
And now for our viewer's Heartline.
A drop of water saves the ocean. When will you send the drop of water which will enlighten and realize me and take me back to the ocean? Oh, God, there is hot and cold much. I can't bear your separation anymore. It has been many years waiting. Please listen to me. Listen to me, please. Separated soul. Rajiv from the United Kingdom.
Yearning Rajiv, thank you for your spiritual poem. There's an Indian saying that when the student is ready, the master appears. God always hears our prayers and sends a messenger to show us the way back to our true abode. Supreme Master Ching Hai is now on our earth to guide us back to the noble way of life and kingdom of heaven. May divine light shine on you with ever more grace and love. Please contact any of our centers for further help if you need.
Do you have a Heartline today? Please let us know your comments and stories from your area of the globe. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Wishing you inner peace and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Peruvian Foreign Minister Jose Garcia Belaunde and his Bolivian counterpart David Choquehuanca renew their country's diplomatic relations and discuss upcoming talks for free trade agreements.
New research at Stanford University, USA, comparing adult and children's functional development, reveals insights on how brains mature.
The UK-based charity Flying Scholarships for the Disabled has helped people like wheelchair-bound Stephen Clifton earn a pilot license in a course that has similarly trained nearly 300 participants to date.
After spending 30 days on a reality television show with former US professional basketball player and vegan John Selle, American celebrity wrestler Tori Wilson adopts a veg diet and says she feels wonderful.
In the largest ever medical donation in Australia, American philanthropist Chuck Feeney donates a further $102 million to a facility in Queensland with dreams that its discoveries will improve health worldwide. For his loving contribution and ideals, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Chuck Feeney with the Shining World Compassion Award.
Urban farming and foraging for edible greens around the city are becoming popular activities in the US as more people seek the health and environmental benefits of natural, plant-based eating.
A 95-year-old runner sets a new world record in his age group at the USA Track Masters Championships by completing the 5,000-meter event in 50 minutes and 10 seconds.
In a sermon in Les Combes, northern Italy, Pope Benedict XVI spoke of grandparents' important role in upholding life's values and helping pass them along to children.
The US-based group Project 100 is distributing $100 each to 100 ordinary citizens in Detroit, USA, asking them to do what they feel is most effective within 100 days to make their community a better place.
The UN announces a $70 million donation to Iraq for technical assistance in longer-term development of housing, infrastructure, and government services.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.